fourth perek of Kilayim Mishnah Ches. We continue the halachas of what constitutes a vineyard and therefore requires a 4 amah separation between it and the grain that's planted next to it. And a teir shtei shuros. If you plant one plant, two rows, we said before that they have to be at least one with two vines, another with three. It may be named Shmoina Amis Lo Yovi Zel Hashem. If there's less than 8 amahs in between them, it's considered one vineyard, and you cannot plant grains or vegetables in between them. The implication over here, if there's more than 8 amahs between the two of them, then we look at them as separate entities, as we mentioned before, and therefore we do not have a keren, because it can't have to be two rows. Hoya Sholish, if they were three rows, and ain't been sure the to sheisha to ama lo yavi zerim l'sham. Tanakama holds if you have three full rows, then if there's up to 16 amas between each one and the other, it is usur to bring other seeds and grow the vegetables or grains in between them. Why? Because since once we have three rows, we have more than the minimum kerem, then we look at it as one big vineyard with a bald spot in the middle. We learned in the beginning of the parak is the concept of having an open area in the middle of a kerem. So that's ideal here. If you have only two, the two cannot combine unless you have eight or less than 8 amahs in between them. Whereas over here, if you have three rows, you have up to 16 amas. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Ayman Mishum Av Chanina ben Chavinoi, Afilo Chova Em Tzoy. Even if you start over three rows, and the middle row dried up completely, so now you're left with only two rows, so Ayman Ben Shur Lechav Ad Hashay Shash Amas, and there's less than 16 amas between the two outside rows that remain, Lo Yod Vizer L'Shom. That you not have planted anything else in the middle, She'ilo mitchila nasim, if you planted in lechatchila in that fashion, where there's two rows that are, let's say, 12 amas away from one another, harei zeh mutar b'shmoina amas, as long as it's more than 8 amas away from another, it is considered two separate rows. But here, that it started off as a larger vineyard, and then afterwards, the middle row dried up, we still look at it as the remnants of a larger vineyard, and therefore, as long as there's less than 16 amas between the two outer rows, one cannot plant anything between them. That is the way our Mishnah holds, and many Rishonim hold this way. It happens to be that the Rambam holds that he does not pass it like this Mishnah. And he holds that if you only have three rows, then it has the same rule as the beginning of the Mishnah, that only up to 8 amas is considered a hefsek. If you have 8 or more amas in between the rows, it is not considered a keren. Even though we have the Mishnah that there's a concept of a big bald spot inside the kerem, that's when you have at least two rows that are close to each other on each side of this empty area, then they combine. But over here, if each one is separated from another one, you cannot combine them into one kerem.